From the time I was born, I was never wanted by my father. He used to tell me as a child that he had to sell his convertible, which he liked dearly, to pay for my birth. He subjected me to standing in the corner when I was a young child, punishing me for things that I had never done just to get me out of his way. As I got older, he proceeded to belittle me and tell me I was crazy. It just kept going on and on and on, this verbal abuse. By the time I reached 13, I looked a lot like my mother. He married my mother at the age of 19, and I was born when she was 20. At the age of 13, he started liking me. Eventually, he began liking me far more than he should be liking me. This actually led to sexual abuse. These things caused a lot of problems for me in the sense that I was always very anxious, and I am still being treated for anxiety because I was always on the alert as to whether or not my father was going to be abusive or whether or not he was going to accuse me of something that I had not done. I became very politically knowledgeable at a very early age. Unfortunately, it's taken until my father's death 3 years ago to begin to deal with this problem. I have been working with a psychiatrist for 5 years, and it's taken that time to finally realize that I have life of my own, that I can do as I choose. But up until that time, I was always concerned about what my father was going to say or do to me based on my conduct. But today, I can live my own life, and I feel so much better for it.